Being haunted by a ghost.
Unexplained mysteries
to license.
Mysterious.
Boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Unexplained phenomena.
I said a boom, chicka boom.
Boom.
Strange lights in the sky over Houston.
Bigfoot, it turns out, is real, according to one group of researchers.
Weird, wild stuff.
Mysterious.
All right, I don't know how long we're going to be on, man, because I got to... Man, I went to get gas, and Walmart was out of gas.
Yeah. People are running
I was sitting there like an idiot for like 5 minutes before they finally came out and said, there's no gas left.
Dang.
Yeah, I was like, all right. We got that Flying J truck stop down here, down the street from my house.
God.
I think
did
they
you
had
see
the, plenty
did you see
of
that
gas.
Cryptid down there?
The ditch horse?
The lot lizard?
Nah, I didn't see that one out today. This is a family friendly truck stop.
The lot lizards tend to leave the area when the rouds are wet.
Yeah, well, the rouds are going to be wet, super wet.
The freakers are going to be out hardcore. Oh.
No doubt, man. So yeah, I don't know. So you were saying earlier that hurricanes can amplify paranormal activity.
Yeah, something I was reading. I got to pull up our page again. At facebook.com/mysteriousboom/groups. We'll put groups before mysterious boom, actually.
That's how that works.
Anyways, yeah, it's facebook.com/groups/mysteriousboom. Okay. These people are saying, and this is from the East Coast Research and Invest... It's not even a real organization. This is just some weird page. EastCoastTrip.org is the website. And they got a neat article here that they just talk about, like, the theory that because, like, your theory kind of about how paranormal energy is, like, energy, how people can create energy and that energy gets stuck to an area or whatever, you know, things like this, stuck to an item. And it's not really necessarily a spirit, but, like, a... just like the energy from a person or a thing or whatever that happened.
Yeah.
So they're saying that the storm can, like, if that theory is true, then the storm could, like, concentrate energy in certain areas because all the electronic phenomenon that's going on in these big storms. And they're saying, like, imagine, like, Ghostbusters, whenever, like, Viggo, was that his name, the bad guy in number two?
Yeah, yeah.
Whenever he, like... like, let all the ghosts loose in the city. I imagine, like, that in my head for some reason. Like, because, like,
oh, no.
Hurricane storm, and then, like, so, like, just let a bunch of ghosts loose like that. In the middle of a hurricane, the eye of the hurricane, that's what's really going on.
What? So, like, the hurricanes, oh, man, that's scary.
It's just full of ghosts. They're all just like, let's out of here. Oh, dude, what was that other one? In Hercules, the Disney Hercules, they show... the river Styx that Hades is chilling by or whatever, that he goes over the river Styx to go to Hades, and that visual too. Yeah. It's like a bunch of ghosts swimming around in a body of water.
Is that a cartoon?
Yeah, it's cartoon, but it's dope. Yeah, it's like
I didn't
one of the
see
best
it.
Ones. Come on!
I don't
you got
do
young
it.
Children too.
Nah, they're not that young, bro. Not anymore.
Yeah. I guess I was probably like 12 when that hoe came out. But anyways, I'm just talking about Disney movies.
Yeah, no.
But no, that's what they're saying. They're saying that, like, ghosts could be stirred up by all the electricity and the pressure change and the... what was the other one? It was, like, the water vapor. They were saying that water vapor and humidity levels and stuff could theoretically cause spirits to have, like, more tangible environment to interact with.
Yeah.
Like you can see them better in thicker air, I guess, is what they're saying.
Hmm. I don't know. I guess it seems legit. This is from that Galveston Ghost.
No, it looks like it, though. It looks like another
Galveston Ghost. Website. They have like a picture of like St. Mary's Orphanage and like these orphans, and they have like Walmart, a picture of Walmart. What's up with that? Is the Walmart built on the orphanage?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
It says in the description. The
Seawall Walmart is where the former St. Mary's Orphans Asylum used to be. Orphans Asylum?
Yeah. Yeah, this place was cool. So they said that like 90 of these kids died in a hurricane. 90 children and 10 sisters perished in the hurricane of 1900 in Galveston.
That was a tough hurricane, man.
Which is now the site of the Walmart. Seawall Walmart.
Jeez. We can go there, man. We can walk around with some meters and stuff.
Dang. And imagine, let's go right now, dude, because the storm's rolling in. It's going to stir up all this paranormal energy.
Percy said that it's well known that that Walmart's employees are already soulless. So, that's,
oh, dang. So they're safe.
Now that, oh, Ghost Encounters, there's like a picture that's obviously like just a really bad picture, and there's a dude standing in it. No, are they saying this is the ghost? I hope not.
No, up there at the top ghost. There?
No, no, it's closer to the bottom.
They just talk about how, oh my gosh.
Seawall.
That's Walmart. Mr. No Face, dude. It looks like the No Face picture.
Oh, I took a picture with No Face the other day. Let me show you. I'll put it in the voice chat thing there. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Man. Well, you know how, like, the, the eclipse is supposed to bring out cryptids. What about a hurricane?
What about the combo, dude? We got wombo combo here. You think the eclipse caused the hurricane?
I don't know, man, because it
doesn't kinda... the moon affect the tides and stuff, dude?
Maybe so.
Is that how it works?
Oh, man, my picture of No Face isn't the right way. How do I fix it?
I don't know. Which chat are you going to post that in?
The voice one. Oh, crap. I put in the wrong one. I'm stupid. Let me erase that from there. How do I erase it?
I don't think we can post in the voice chat. Can we?
We should.
How do I get on there? I don't know how to do it. I can't even click on it.
All right. I found No Face the other day while the kids were getting haircuts. And I took a picture with No Face. All right, here it goes. All right. See?
Nah, I'm like having trouble.
You don't see it at
Discord.
Text channel.
Get into the.
Are you on your computer or your phone?
I'm on the computer. I'm under. Is it under general?
No, like if you go up where it says text channels, there's general. There's stories, off topic, and there's one that says voice.
Oh, voice. Okay. Oh, geez. Yeah. That's No Face Jr., dude.
Well, the No Face in the film, they say they think it's a child.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's like the twist at the end. That Sir No Face is not Sir at all. It's a child.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't waste your money. Wait for it to come on like...
Ooh, that boy capped on him. He said, don't waste your money.
I'm just being honest.
Was it a fun experience?
It was, actually, because we hung out with Shaggy and Hutt, you know what I mean?
Right.
And watching Shaggy as they were talking and stuff just kind of start tripping because of the stuff they were saying just didn't make any kind of logical sense.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they were getting frustrated with it.
That was the funny part. Did you hear the podcast we recorded?
I need to listen to it. No, I was going to listen to it at work.
You got
to
listen to theirs first and then ours. But it's pretty good stuff. I'd tell you. Yeah. I'd say give them a listen.
Yeah, for sure. What was I going to say? What happened earlier with the ghost in the garage?
Did you see that?
Yeah.
This dude, he was all like, hey, man, there's a ghost out in my garage. I'm like, are you for real? He's like, yeah, man. I was like, okay. He's like, He's like, every time I go down there, he says, every time you go out there, you can be guaranteed to see it. And so I'm like, okay, well, I said, go take a look. So I went around. I was like looking around this barn, and then I came across it.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can post it. There it is. That's the ghost he was talking about. I wanted to give him a swift kick to the lower region.
Did this guy already know that you were into paranormal stuff?
Yeah, we kind of talked about it a little bit.
He was like, I'm going to get him good next time.
He's an old retired NASA guy. He's got a bunch of NASA books out in that barn. I should have snatched some.
Is he the one that you always talk about asking him about the...
No. That's the lady who runs like Johnson Space Center. She used to be an astronaut. This dude wasn't an astronaut. He just worked for NASA. He
That lady was an astronaut?
Yeah.
She went into space?
Yeah. The one I'm talking about that I go to her house. Whoa. She's the one with the actual skull in her house. Oh, she was an she was an astronaut. She went on 4 space missions.
Whoa.
Yeah.
She was probably an alien that had swapped bodies with the real woman.
So she, she claims to have gone on 4 space missions.
Oh. Dang.
Yeah, I don't know if, can you go in space and get past the Van Allen belt? What's going on? I don't know.
They should have gone up there and moved the dang moon out from in front of the sun the other day.
Yeah.
Saved all this a lot of trouble.
I saw somebody was asking about if the moon
could run into the sun.
Right. Well,
what if they hit each other?
Did you hear that Raven effect where they were talking about flat Earth?
No.
It was pretty good.
I need to listen to that show too.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that because I just saw like this funny ad for it like earlier today.
Yeah. That was
pretty
good.
He's got all of his old gear on, but he's like all done up like classic Raven, but he's like really old now.
Yeah.
He's like, still got it.
It happens, you know. It happens.
Hey.
Man, I think they've officially closed schools tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have a really weird day at work tomorrow.
They called yesterday and said that that school is going to be closed half a day. And then Kelton just showed me that I guess it's going to be closed all day. I don't know. Guys, this week's going to be, it's weird. We're in the midst of having a hurricane.
Yeah,
bearing
down.
That's
why we were talking about ghost storms a second ago.
I literally we're supposed to start this at 8:30. I got home after 8:30 because I was out looking for gas. I went to Walmart and tried to get gas.
You should have went to the Galveston Walmart, dude.
The Galveston. Oh, I bet they're really out of gas down there.
Oh my gosh!
I don't want to go nowhere near Galveston right now. Not with the hurricane coming.
You imagine the people that like live down in these coastal towns, and then like a horrible hurricane comes through and tears everything up, and it takes like a year, 2 years to rebuild everything,
dude.
But then they come back. They like, you think they like tiptoe back into their houses, and they're like, "All right, is it safe now?" And then it is for like another maybe a year or two before it happens again.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Let's see, last time we had a big hurricane was 2008, so we're not even 10 years out. We're not even 10 years out.
And when we had the big ones, they were like 3 years apart. It was like three years apart.
Man, I'm stressing. I'm honestly stressing.
I was like cool with it until maybe like 5 hours ago. Crazy thing is I saw this picture of my friend lives in Beach City, and I saw a picture of the sky in Beach City, and it was like dark, like super dark at like 5 o'clock or something, like probably like 4:30, 5 o'clock, and it was like dark, like this, like the thing was rolling in right then. Jeez. And Beach City is only like 30-45 minutes, not even 30 minutes away from where we are, and so but then it never came, like nothing ever came over here, and I never saw any of that in Baytown. I was like, what the hell? So I'm thankful, but I mean, I was just like, I don't know what the hell was going on out there in Beach City. Yeah. Unless it's just sitting there, like they say, it's just moving really slow. Yeah. It did look scary, though. I could share that picture.
Yeah. Yeah, put it up in there, bro. I'm just, I don't know, man. I'm having a rough week talking about paranormal right now because of this hurricane. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not cool. I don't.
Really seen or heard a lot in the way of paranormal lately. It seems like it's.
Yeah.
Seems like we're in a lull, anyways. Yeah. Like there's not a lot of paranormal news right now.
Whatever, dude. Yeah.
Sassy Sasquatch last week. That was the highlight of my week.
Sassy Sasquatch. I need to find that shirt. I need to find
some.
See,
this is what's crazy. Okay, I'm saving the images. I'm about to share them to you.
I remember when I was a kid, we had Hurricane Alicia, and that was it was pretty crazy.
It was a bad one.
Yeah, it flooded really bad. It almost got in my mom's house when her house is pier and beam, so it's high up off the ground. And I remember my dad having to swim next door to rescue our neighbors. They were older folks.
Dang, he had to swim over there to get them?
Yeah, they had a pine tree fall through their bathroom.
Whoa.
So yeah, they were in bad shape.
So yeah, there's the pictures of what Beach City looked like earlier.
And oh my God.
I never saw any of that in Baytown, dude.
That looks bad.
Doesn't it though?
That looks bad.
We're gonna be all right.
That's what we got. That's what we're looking forward to. That's what we got coming.
I love how people like rationalize this stuff too when it happens. Like even I did it. Like I said, I was like, it's gonna be all right. And I got some water and I got batteries and flashlights and blah blah blah, and I got all my stuff up. But like I'm kind of prepared. But then at the same time, I was like nothing's gonna happen until just the last minute. I was like, oh no, it is probably gonna be horrible.
I know, man. It's supposed to go to Corpus Christi on the real.
Yeah,
but. But, you know, I don't know. Corpus Christi's not that far away.
Yeah, it's only like 4 hours away or something, right?
Yeah. And plus, we're on the bad side of it. We're on the dirty side, Kevin.
That's what they keep saying.
We're on the dirty side.
I like that.
You like the dirty side? You like being on the dirty side of things?
I like my hurricanes a little long.
All right, you want a picture of the Sass Squatch? Hey. Oh, what happened?
The Sass Squatch? Oh, do you actually have a picture of him? I like him.
You like it?
Look at that mustache on it, dude. That's what I look like naked.
Oh, man. You should sue.
Yeah.
You need the
Yeah.
You need rights. All right,
where'd y'all get that picture of me?
It's on TeePublic, I think. Yeah, there you go. Let's see. Paranormal hurricane. Let's see. Maybe, you know what I'm going to do? I'm probably going to like record stuff during this hurricane. Maybe like do some live stream or something.
Let's put the mirror out in the yard.
Put the mirror... Christy. Kevin says to put the mirror out in the yard for the hurricane. Chip, it'll scare it off.
It just starts flying up against the house.
banging
on the door.
And you see like the shadow person's figure in it. He's like, let me in.
Oh my God. If you heard a voice. Oh my God. How scared would you be if you were in there with the mirror and you just heard a voice?
That'd be pretty trippy.
Would you trust your mind? Would you trust that it was really paranormal? Or would you think like, oh no, I'm going crazy?
I don't think I'm going crazy. I don't know. I'm getting old, but I don't think I'm going crazy yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like if I heard a voice, I'd be like, no, I'm crazy. And the voice would have to be like, no, really, I'm a ghost. You know, like I'd still be like, ah, Bofies. I'm still so skeptical that I would just blame myself instead of believing that it was a ghost.
Yeah, Percy, I don't think people chase after hurricanes because it's like a crazy thing to do. Oh, look, I found an article from 2012.
They chased tornadoes, right?
August 28, 2012. It says, how Hurricane Isaac could stir up paranormal activity in Shreveport, Boisier? How's that? Boisier area? Louisiana, I guess. with Hurricane Isaac bearing down on the Gulf Coast, is it the right time to go ghost hunting? Absolutely. Get your best ghost hunting equipment handy and ride out the storm with your ghostly friends. The theory behind thunderstorms... Oh, let me put this in the little chat thing before I go too crazy. Post. All right. The theory behind thunderstorms and ghost hunting is that these spirits can draw from the extra electrical energy to help become more visible. It says the sun is also believed to play an important role in how open we are to ghosts and paranormal activity. Most of us don't realize how often we actually go through a geomagnetic storm caused by solar wind, which, like lightning storms, is thought to somehow increase paranormal strength. Any serious ghost hunter is well aware of solar conditions at any given time. Really? So... It says, take this from a seasoned ghost hunter. Don't pass up an opportunity to investigate the paranormal just because of inclement weather. Ooh, we should see if we can get in, ride out the storm in Monster House. Ooh.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty crazy, dude.
Bring the mirror, dude. Don't let anything happen to the mirror.
Yeah, Christy, do we need to bring the mirror in for safety of the mirror? But it's right on the floor of the garage, though.
tell her that if that mirror gets wet or damaged from the hurricane, that it's whatever's inside it will be.
You
upset.
Do know that if that mirror gets, you do know if that mirror gets destroyed, it will release whatever's possibly in there. Do you hear?
What'd you say?
Then go stick it up on something. Well, I tried. At least we got Shannon in here. Of course, I'm thinking I might have to move Shannon, all the stuff off the top of my desk here and put my tower up there. I don't, because my tower's right here on the floor, right here by the door.
Definitely. Definitely.
I'm sorry that this is such a not good paranormal show today, but
hey, we're Mysterious Boom Crew. Hey, since Christy's not here, you never kayfabed her, like tried to scare her out with like some ghost stuff? You never like moved her car keys or something? You're like, I didn't do that.
Nah.
Or like, no.
Nah, because then I'd have to deal with it.
Oh god.
You never had to live with her, right? I'm trying to get her not scared of stuff, not more scared of stuff.
Right.
If I ever did, it'd be like immediate, like, oh, that was me. You know, I've never done like anything and kept kayfabe.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It would have been like a quick little joke. And then, all right, that was me.
I don't think Amy believes in paranormal stuff at all. I don't think my wife, I've never heard her like be like, I thought I saw a ghost or, you know, like even once, like about any point in her life.
But does it like, does it interest her?
She doesn't talk about aliens or anything like that. I mean, I guess stories about it do. Like, she likes TV shows and movies about it.
Yeah.
But she doesn't like ghost hunting shows, and she doesn't like UFO specials. And like, so, no.
Hmm.
Huh. I just realized that, though. I just, like, noticed that she never...
You're like, hey, I, you know, host this podcast.
Yeah, paranormal podcast for, like, 3 years. What the hell?
Is that cool with you? Are you all right?
What are y'all talking about in here?
Just ghosts.
Ghosts! I told you!
Hey, she should have known that before she said yes.
I bet if it was a Sims 4 podcast, she'd know all about it.
Whoa. Whoa.
There's ghosts on Sims 4. Oh, so there you go. She does have interest in it. Because there's like, you can be like vampires and werewolves and ghosts and all kinds of stuff on it.
Really?
You can be a paranormal investigator on The Sims.
Are you serious?
For real. You go out and hunt ghosts.
But that's only a single player thing still?
Yes. There's a way to have like your, like if I made Sims, they could like visit your Sims and they would all like fraternize with each other.
But we couldn't all like jump on Sims one night and just like.
Just play. No.
Get on Discord and have a ball. Right?
That would be great.
That would be. You think they're ever going to do that?
I'm sure. There's that other game called Second Life, but it's not near anything like The Sims.
Oh, yeah. I tried to look at that, man. It was like, it was pretty bad looking.
I downloaded it and tried to play it, and it was like, I found it unplayable.
Yeah, right.
I was like, I don't know where I'm going, what I'm doing. I couldn't barely control it. I was like, I'm turning this off.
Isn't that the same one where this person went in there and he thought like nobody was in there, and he ran across a person he thought was an NPC, but then it kept...
I know what you're talking about.
Right? Somebody posted about this. He thought...
Yeah, I think that's a copypasta, though, too.
Oh, it's fake?
Yeah, I don't think that really happened. I think it was manufactured.
So copypasta is fake stuff? Fake news?
That would be... It would be a creepypasta, technically.
Is that what they're talking about? Fake news? Yeah. Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's like they're just like stories people make up for fun or whatever. Copypastas are more like stupid, and then creepypastas, that's probably what that would be. Let's read one. Let's see if there's a short one.
I want to put in a little voice chat here about the flat earth got debunked for definite. I know now that flat earth is not a real thing because this is true. I got cats and they do this. If the earth was flat, cats would have pushed everything off by now. Don't you have cats?
I got one.
And don't it like push everything off the tables?
He tends to do that. He also likes to pee all over stuff.
Oh no.
So
our Nubbins did that. She peed all over everything because she wasn't fixed. And then when we got her fixed, she stopped doing all that nastiness.
Yeah, he needs it. But there's no girl cats, so I can't bring myself to do it. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
I guess I should do it, but like, I'm just like, come on, dude, would I want that?
Right.
That's why our little dude isn't done up either. I was like, come on, do I have to?
Chop him off.
All right.
So I'm not finding much.
I'm gonna read a creepy pasta. This one's called The Message. It's gonna be stupid. it's kind of short. This one's called The Message. Let's see. I'll copy it and share it in here. Actually.
You done that, is it now a copy pasta?
I get it. Don't dismiss this outright as the work of some raving lunatic. There's some sense to this story if you'll just hear me out. Look, we all wonder if time travel is possible, right? Well, let me tell you something. It is. I'm from the future, actually. I know you probably don't believe that, but seriously, I'm from the future. It's a really great thing, getting to see the past, watching events unfold, stuff like that. We know more than we ever would. Behind all the fun, though, there's... Still stupid. Behind all the fun, though, there's a more serious aspect. We aren't supposed to go into our own lifetime, and we are never allowed to contact our past selves. Let me tell you, I'm breaking that rule right now. Yes, kid, you're talking to yourself, your future self. I'm going to be executed for this, but you know what? I accept that. I'm preventing something by talking to you that is worse than death. Worse than death, all caps. I can't tell you outright what to do because the filters would catch it. This is the closest I can get. Trust me, I can, however, send a little message. You should probably read the first word of every paragraph now. Oh my gosh. And if you go back and read it, it says, don't look behind you. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh boy.
Percy says, I get the feeling that these stories want to have a please scream here section just in brackets. Oh my gosh. Okay, that was a poor... This is in the top of the creepypasta subreddit, too. Come on, that's the best...
That's the best they got?
That's the best they got.
Just for today?
I don't know. I don't ever read these things. A lot of people are, like, really into these. I'm sure a lot of people on here probably read a lot more than I have.
Reading creepypastas and playing Minecraft?
Is that that game that guy was playing whenever he bumped into that character?
Oh god, dude. Is that what it was? Let me tell you. I had this customer and it was like one that we don't really get all the time. So I go to their house and I go in this room and this dude has an entire bedroom that's like his gaming room. He has one of them Razer X chairs, fancy gaming chairs. He has like this badass desk, like all fancy setup. He's got a USB blue microphone. He's got the good keyboards. He's got the good mouse. You know, everything's tricked out.
Yeah.
And then so I go to this other room. And in this room, there's like a little station, but it's got an obvious gaming PC with gaming keyboard and stuff. And his wife was the only one there. So I'm like, hey. I noticed y'all got some pretty good, you know, like gaming, you know, like your husband's got this bad gaming setup back there, you know? And she's like, yeah, yeah, we game a lot. I'm like, yeah, me and my wife do too. I'm like, so what do y'all play? She said Minecraft.
Yeah.
Dude's got like.
It's all tricked out for that. I mean, you can run some mods on Minecraft, though. I wonder how hard you really need to push it, but. Probably not that hard.
Probably not, man. This dude looked like he was ready to blast off.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was funny.
Did you ask him if they stream or anything?
No. I was kind of done at that point.
My buddy, I got a buddy that like makes money playing Minecraft now, a guy that I used to work with.
Really?
At the grocery store. He like, that's his job now, is to like build on Minecraft and just operate a stream and stuff.
I've not done it. I mean, I'm not knocking Minecraft or Minecraft players. It doesn't seem like it's a game that you need, you know, a 1080,
yeah,
you know, graphics card and all this other stuff for. It's like, it was just funny because I was expecting him to be like into something super hardcore. Right. He might be a streamer. I don't know, because this room looked pretty cool. Mine's not cool.
Yeah, I need one like that.
Just ripped off his corn dog.
You see this pasta I posted?
Yeah, that's creepy. Who doesn't like olives? Kale doesn't like olives?
I don't know, maybe.
Where is Kale? What's he doing? Cooking meat?
Yeah, what the hell? He was cooking chicken teriyaki tonight.
Boy, oh boy.
Hurricane rolling in, and this guy's cooking chicken teriyaki.
Maybe that's why he's cooking it. Getting ready for the hurricane.
Yeah, I got to cook this.
I am back whenever Hurricane Rita was coming around. That's the one where everybody tried to escape Houston and blocked up all, like clogged up the freeways where nobody was going anywhere. And
right.
And it went to Beaumont instead. So, that's when I worked at the Boys Ranch, and all of the house parents, we got together, put all the grills in like the middle of the campus, and just had like a big barbecue party because we thought the power was going to go out, so we were trying to eat all the meat.
Yeah.
Man, we didn't lose. We barely even got rain, let alone lose electricity.
Dang.
Yeah, so we just like cooked all this and for no reason at all.
Dang. Yeah, I think that's the one that Anahuac got messed up in.
Yeah, probably, because it was supposed to come here, but it went further that direction. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Did you just get anxious again about it?
Yeah. thinking about all the stuff I got to do. I guess I need to move like stuff from outside to inside, like the garage, like my tables and stuff like that, maybe.
Yeah, stuff's going to get blown around.
Oh, God. Here's a place in Galveston. Let me show you. Let me put this picture of this place in Galveston.
Better not be the Seawall Walmart.
No, it's not.
You think they call it Sea Walmart?
Sea Walmart. Oh, if they don't, they're missing out on a golden opportunity. This is in Galveston, though. Where is it? Where is it? Okay, here they are. They're brave. They're not like me. They're not anxious. Open until the letters fall off the sign.
Oh, dang.
That's a gumbo diner.
The gumbo diner.
I wonder how their employees feel about
no
that.
No joke, dude. Look, I got to work at the grocery store and the restaurant the next 2 days. I don't know what I'm going to tell them. I don't know what they're going to say. Hopefully, they just say, don't worry about it. But I know that that's not what the grocery store is going to say. The restaurant's going to be like, no, we're closed forever.
Grocery store going to be open.
Dude, yeah, they're crazy. The grocery store would be like, swim here.
Oh, no.
Like, are you kidding me right now? They'd be like, we need you. They'd be like, we're sending a chopper.
Are there any customers? No, but...
Yeah. Well, there's so much meat. There's so much stuff that would have to be... Oh, dude, it's a nightmare. If we're talking about, a long-term power outage...
That place is going to stink.
It won't stink because I'll have my butt in there throwing all that trash away before it gets in, before it gets to stinking.
Give it away.
Yeah, right.
People hopefully think, come over here, get this meat, and cook it before it goes bad.
I would do something like that, honest.
They'd be like, you can't be giving that meat away.
Take it somewhere. That's that. We wouldn't throw it away. We would load it up and take it somewhere, I'm sure. I don't know how, if the roads are flooded.
The
rouds are wet and all the reekers are out. I heard a yard squill.
Oh, man.
I heard a yard squill out
we
there.
We need to keep an eye on Crosby Crime Watch just in case. That person decides to post again.
Sure. It's full of garbage these days. A bunch of busy bodies. You heard me, Crosby.
Oh.
I don't live out there no more. I'm shooting on y'all. It's like when a wrestler gets fired from WWE and they go do a shoot interview.
I'm Colt and you're CM Punk. Is that what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah. Crosby sucks. I lived in Crosby for 8 months. I hated it before I moved out. And then I moved out after I got on my wedding day.
Did you really only live there 8 months?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
That's how long he had staph infection.
Oh, God.
And he got fired. Then he got fired on his wedding day.
Oh. Okay.
Old Phil.
Damn. That's rough.
Yeah. Yeah. Old. Man. Just been absorbing all the Bullet Club. Just been watching everything Bullet Club I can find.
Well, that's
because I'm so mad with WWE product. I'm just like, oh, Kenny Omega's better.
We're there now. Is that where we're going?
I think the Bullet. Yeah, no, we're not supposed to talk about wrestling.
We get in trouble for this.
Just one more thing. Cody is way better in Bullet Club than he was in WWE too. Cody's super funny.
True that.
Okay. I think I probably got to get it soon. Anyways, how long have we been going?
It's 42 something minutes.
This is like a boom stop.
Yeah, I mean. I can't concentrate with this thing. Look at it.
Oh, man. It looks like a clown nose. Dude, that's a freaking big radius, though.
I know, man. It's coming at us.
Why don't they just build a wall?
Build a wall?
Yeah, I need to choose my words wisely here. Why don't they just build a wall on that Gulf part, on that part where it opens up between Florida and Mexico down there, and we'll close it off. We'll make a big old lake.
Here's what they keep saying. It keeps getting worse because the water's warm. Why don't they just dump a bunch of cold water into the water?
Uh-oh.
I mean, come on. Am I the only one who thinks of this?
They just piped down a bunch of river water down there into it.
Is this just me? Like, get a freaking, like, one of them glacier things from Alaska.
There ain't some scientists out there that create a self-generating frost generator to put out in the middle of the Gulf or something? Come on.
Get May from Overwatch. Send her out there with her little ice.
What gun. If we took a bunch of ghosts? They're cold. They make the environment cold. Or if we put them in the hurricane and cooled it down. They're already in there, though. So that's not going to work.
Nah. Because I think that they want the hurricane, because don't the hurricane open up the dimensional portals so that they can come through?
Is that what's in the eye of the storm?
I think. I don't know. Is it? I think that would be an actual storm.
Is Midnight Slice going to be open during the hurricane?
I hope not.
She needs to get as far away from Midnight Slice as she
Midnight
can.
Slice is not like, that's not a place I would go for refuge in a time of a hurricane.
Knock on wood, but is Midnight Slice going to be there after this storm?
Oh, come on, man. Okay, it better not damage Midnight Slice. It better not damage Monster House, or our whole fall is just like ruined. I'm going to have my meters out, though. And if people go to mysteriousboom.com, maybe they can find where we might be streaming some stuff.
Yee.
Can we post like an embed on mysteriousboom.com? Like if we post a live stream on Facebook?
I'm sure if it has a link for it, yeah.
Maybe we'll do that. I was saying, go to mysteriousboom.com. I'm live streaming the hurricane. I was gonna live stream a Shannon thing Friday night, but I don't know, man. I don't think I'm gonna do that now, because we're gonna be getting like really bad rain tomorrow. Like stuff's going down. I don't know. I hate to keep talking about a hurricane on this podcast, but that's what we're dealing with, folks. That's what we got coming at us.
You know,
I can't.
Sometimes there's real rational fears.
Yeah. This is not a paranormal thing. This is a real thing. So, and also, I hate to say it, but we might not have a podcast out for a couple of weeks. Last time we had a hurricane, we didn't get power for like 2.5 weeks. So,
right.
Depending on what happens, you know, there might not be a podcast anytime soon. So this might be it for a while. Sadly.
It's going to be all right. It's going to pass right over us.
No. I hope so. Man, I hope it's not bad. I don't want to get flooded. I don't want to, like, lose
It might chill out. Sometimes they hit the coast and they chill out, right?
Well, that's what we don't want it to do. We don't want it to hit the coast and, like, just sit there. We want it to, like, hurry up and move.
Okay.
Yeah, because if it's just sitting there dumping rain on us, that's where we get.
But I mean, don't they sometimes hit the coast and then like disperse a little bit, or like it breaks them up?
Well, it weakens them, but it depends on how strong they are. Like they're saying, this isn't going to be a Category 3, man. That's like that's going to be hard to dissipate.
It's not like murder. It's not like third degree is worse. Like third degree is a little bit better than first degree, or
yeah, it's worse. The higher degree they get, the worse it is. Oh, or the higher. Wait, what is it? The higher the number, the worse it is.
Isn't it like sentences are like the other way around, though, right? Like first degree is the worst one, right?
I think so.
Only one way to find out.
get your hatchet, take over a radio station.
Oh, no. You heard the Juggalo. This isn't paranormal, but you heard the Juggalos and the white nationalists are going to march on the same day in D.C.?
No,
the Juggalos. The Juggalos already had it booked for the march in D.C. for the Juggalos, and then and then these white people, like the racists, they all said that they were going to do it too, but they didn't know that they were like they didn't book it on purpose on the same time. You know what I mean? They just did it not knowing that the Juggalos were going to be there. So on this certain day in Washington D.C., there's going to be a group of white supremacists and a bunch of Juggalos all doing protest at the same time. Wow. There will be fights. There will be arrests made.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, boy. All right. Well, you know what? I think we're going to wrap it up because I got to eat, and then I got to go move a bunch of stuff into the garage so that it doesn't get hurt, blown away by the hurricane.
Word.
And then I might come on here and play some games in the off-topic I don't know, man. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah. I'm probably going to eat and lay down.
Devastating storm coming, so I can't really concentrate on cool stuff like Big Feet and aliens and ghosts. So, and if you don't hear it, keep looking at the Discord channel. We'll put updates in there, and I guess on the Facebook too, and mysteriousboom.com.
Thanks for joining us in the Discord.
Yeah, thanks, Percy, for hanging out, even though we were not really paranormally entertaining this evening.
Hey.
We'll see. Hey, I'll keep my meters out. See if we can get paranormal activity fired up from these hurricane coming through.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Put the doll out there. Put the mirror out there.
I got to hurry up and put the mirror up.
You need to put a lightning rod on the mirror and try to get struck by lightning. See what happens.
Yeah, then we make a super ghost. Like you're talking about on a super ghost. 2, that guy comes out.
Oh, my God. Eagle!
Let's get the mirror bitten by a radioactive spider. Oh, man. That'd be an awesome movie. All right, man. All right. Hey, y'all have a good one. We'll catch y'all whenever we can have power and get back to podcasting. Hopefully next week. Hopefully we don't have an issue. But I don't know. We'll see. So be safe out there, Kevin, and everybody else on the Gulf Coast of Texas. And we will see y'all next time on Mysterious Boom. Please don't forget to go to mysteriousboom.com. Join the Paranormal Discord channel. I'm hanging out there a lot. General chat. We get in there. We play games. We'll be on off-topic chat if anybody wants to just come and shoot the breeze. Mysteriousboom.com for everything Mysterious Boom. And we'll see y'all next time on Mysterious Boom.
Yeah.